USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Five now ex-Memphis police officers have been charged in connection to the death of Tyre Nichols. They all face second-degree murder as a top charge. Although attorneys for two of the former officers plan to plead not guilty, D.A. Steve Mulroy told CNN that the city has a solid case.
We're very confident that we can secure a conviction. We have a very strong case. And we're ready to let the process go forward.
Blake Ballin, attorney for ex-Memphis officer Desmond Mills Jr., says his client is upset.
He's put on a very strong facade, but I know underneath it all, this is causing him and his family a lot of anxiety and a lot of pain.
Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. The five officers are now facing murder charges. The attorneys say they have not seen the body cam video of the arrest yet, but should be released shortly. I'm Dave Collins.
That video is expected to be released on Friday evening. Saifulo Saipov is being found guilty for running over and killing eight bicyclists on a New York City bike path on Halloween 2017. He was found guilty on all 28 counts, including being eligible for the death penalty. Prosecutors said the 34-year-old ISIS supporter is originally from Uzbekistan. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Four people were injured, including three firefighters, in an apartment building fire in New York City. At least 200 first responders battled the four-alarm blaze in the Bronx. One firefighter and one resident suffered smoke inhalation, WABC-TV reported. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Cities are bracing for potential unrest following the release of video on Friday showing interaction between Memphis police and Tyre Nichols. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says what it shows is, quote, absolutely appalling. Blake Ballin represents one of the ex-cops.
He is known not only here locally, but back where he's from in Connecticut, as just a gentle, respectful father, a family man.
The five former officers face second-degree murder and other charges related to Nichols' death. The latest now on the classified document situation. Here's Lance Pry.
The latest discovery of classified documents in the home of President Biden dates back to his time in the Senate, which ended more than a decade ago. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says this is too important to be swept under the rug.
All politicians, regardless of party, need to be held accountable for what they're doing with classified documents.
In the case of the current president, Roy says there are questions about Biden's ties to China and Ukraine that could affect foreign policy.
Legendary college basketball commentator Billy Packer has died. The news was shared by Packer's son Mark on Twitter. Packer started his career on the network side for NBC before joining CBS in 1981. He covered every men's basketball Final Four from 1975 to 2008, winning a Sports Emmy Award in 1993. Billy Packer was 82. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.